Grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of God's word that we meditate on this morning comes from the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learn it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word of our Lord. Dear fellow brothers and sisters, our Lord and Savior Jesus, it's been a pleasure to be with you this morning and celebrating the 50th anniversary of the ministry of Faith Lutheran School. I'm from St. Matthew's, that's why I immediately went into my normal mode there. But a pleasure to be with you this morning. The year was 1988. I was entering into the third grade. And that was the first time that I stepped into Faith Lutheran School. And as I came to that school, I have to admit that I don't remember my very first day at Faith, but I do remember moments and circumstances in that first year that I had at Faith, and of course, of the subsequent years that I had in my schooling here at Faith. And as I remember back on that, and as I was the new kid, you know, I had gone to a different school previously in that third grade year. That was the first time I had come to Faith Lutheran School. And as I was the new kid, I was wondering and worrying about all the things that a new kid worries about, like what do you do and what's the normal procedure for school and all those type of things. You know, having to figure out where to put the backpack, and you figure out that there's that space in the back, at least when I was there, that you hung your backpack on the hooks in that back area, and that's where your coats went, and you figured that out. And then at times we ate our lunches in our rooms, which is actually kind of nice for me because in my previous school, the cafeteria was absolutely chaos, and you always worried about who you were going to sit with and were you going to be able to sit with your friends and all that. And I didn't have to worry about any of that at Faith. I got to eat right at in my room. So that was kind of nice. And I remember one of the special privileges that we got to enjoy. But it was only if all of your work was done and you had no missing assignments. You got to play Oregon Trail on the Apple Commodore computer. And you know the one I'm talking about, the one with the black and the green screen that has, you know, the blocky type graphics to it that move in very crude ways. And I think I died of dysentery about a dozen times, or, you know, all of our food got swept away while trying to cross a river, and then we starved out on the open plain. It was an impossible game to beat. I don't think I ever did. But I remember, you know, playing that. But that was a special privilege that you got to do only once in a while. Remember sledding down the big hill. You can get some speed going on that hill. Remember playing sports at faith, playing basketball in the old gym, and if you were a spectator, you had to make sure your feet were not sticking out, because if they were, you might trip the players that were running by you because the seats were that close to the floor. I remember playing soccer out on the sloped field, out on the far side of the property, so the ball would just roll one way, you didn't even have to kick it. I remember playing football out on what I thought then was the absolute hugest parking lot I've ever seen, when it was too wet or too muddy to play in the grass. Remember all those wonderful memories that I had in my schooling at Faith Lutheran School. And as I think about all of those memories and all those special times that I enjoyed, and as special as all of those were, and as all of those were part of my educational experience, they weren't the most important things. And they aren't the most important memories that I have. Let's see, the most important thing and the most important memory is what Paul encourages the young pastor Timothy with that I just read to you a few moments ago. That the most important thing that has been learned and taught over the last 50 years at Faith Lutheran School is to continue in what you've learned for salvation and for service. So Paul is encouraging Timothy, and for good reason, because he knows the challenges that Timothy is going to face in his ministry. And so Paul first starts as he points to himself as an example of that encouragement, not in a puffing his chest out, in a prideful kind of way. But Timothy knew Paul's ministry. Timothy knew Paul's message. Paul's message was Christ crucified. That Jesus has rescued us from this body of death. That he has given us the victory. And Paul encourages Timothy in that, because he knows the challenges that are coming. He knows the challenges that he's going to face, because those were challenges that he went through. See, Paul was no stranger to persecution. Paul was no stranger to challenges throughout his ministry. In fact, he even lists some of the addresses where he faced some of that, doesn't he? He says that he went to Antioch, not this Antioch, not this one in Illinois, but to the Antioch halfway around the world, north of Jerusalem. And he went there to preach the gospel message of Jesus. But then some of the enemies were able to raise up the crowd against him, and they chased him out of there, and that's where Paul and Barnabas, they shake the dust off of their feet as they leave the city. But that didn't stop Paul. So Paul continues on. He goes to the next city, Iconium, and he continues to share the gospel message there. He continues to share Jesus in Iconium. Until there again, the enemies rise up against him. And in Iconium, they even put together a secret plot to try to put Paul to death by hurling large stones at him, commonly known as stoning someone to death. And they come up with a secret plot to do that, but Paul finds out about it, so he secretly evades them and leaves the city. But again, even that didn't stop Paul. He goes on to the next city, to the city of Lystra. And that would have been well known to Timothy, because that was Timothy's hometown. And he goes and he shares the gospel message of Jesus in Lystra. And people are listening to him and being converted by the work of the Holy Spirit, until the enemies from Antioch and Iconium catch up with him at Lystra, and there they are able to put that secret plan into effect, and they actually get a hold of Paul, and they stone him, and they drag him out of the city, and they leave him there for dead. So Paul knew a little bit about what he was talking about when he writes, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." That's some heavy stuff. As Paul is encouraging Timothy, and yet he says, expect this. Expect these challenges. Expect persecutions as you live for Christ, as you carry out your ministry. Expect these things to unfold. And as he encourages the young Pastor Timothy in that, in the lesson, it's true today for us, isn't it? That we still see those challenges, don't we? See, the devil, as far as I know, hasn't gone on vacation. Right? He hasn't given up. He hasn't tried to stop the gospel. He hasn't given up trying to stop the gospel. And wherever the gospel is preached, there he is, trying to stop it, trying to suppress it, trying to put any obstacle, any barrier in the way that he can from keeping that message of Jesus Christ crucified from being proclaimed. That was true back then. It's true here in Antioch. It's true at Faith. It's true wherever the gospel is proclaimed and preached. Therefore, continue in what you have learned. Therefore, continue to be built up. And listen again to what our lesson says. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Is there a better part of Scripture that can summarize the gospel ministry of Faith Lutheran Church and School? And not that we're, you know, comparing Scripture against Scripture, but that says it pretty well, doesn't it? To continue in what you have learned for salvation. So, oh, there's going to be enemies out there. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges. You're going to see those things. You're going to face those things. And not just out there. But we even face those here, don't we? From our very own sinful nature. From your sinful nature and my sinful nature that want nothing to do with God's word and his will. With our sinful nature that wants only to serve self. With our sinful nature that wants nothing to do with what God tells us. And that sin leaves us condemned. So continue in what you have learned. What have we learned? What does God tell us in his word? What does God share with us? Well, first he tells us the harsh reality that there is no reason that God should love you and me. There is no reason, really, that you and I should matter to God. There is no reason that God should come to us because of our disobedience, because of our rebellion, because we are hostile to God by nature. Yet God does. That God in his love comes to us because we can't go to him by nature. That God in his love says that you matter to me. That God in his love comes to us, and so he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come down here on earth to take on flesh. God came in the flesh to live for you and me, to live the perfect life that he demanded, and then to go to the cross and take all of the punishment on him, all of the punishment that should have been ours because of our rebellion and our disobedience was put on Jesus Christ. so that he would pay for it on the cross, and he rose from the grave on Easter Sunday. We just celebrated that a few weeks ago, and we continue to celebrate that because God wants a relationship with you. And God gives us that relationship in Jesus Christ, our Savior, who came to remove that barrier of sin, to remove our disobedience, to wash us clean in Jesus and what he has done for us, so that we have a relationship not with just him here in this life, but for eternity in heaven that he has won for us and given to us. That is what Faith Lutheran School has continued in for 50 years and counting. A few moments ago, I told you that all those memories that I have of my time at Faith, those aren't the most important memories that I have. The most important memory that I have is being taught God's Word every single day. Being taught his word and that God loves me. And he showed his love for me in Jesus Christ, and that Jesus came to die for me, and that Jesus rose from the grave for me. And to hear that message every single day, to continue in what we have learned for salvation and service. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. To continue in what we have learned in service first to our Savior, out of response for what he has done for us, to continue to serve our Savior and to serve one another. To serve one another, reflecting the love that our Savior has for us. To serve one another with that gospel message. To serve one another with that message that Jesus has come for us, and to share that message and the opportunities that God puts before us. So thank you, students. Thank you for the last 50 years and counting of the hundreds and even thousands of students that have come and sat in those desks every single morning to eagerly hear that message of God's Word. And let's be honest, some mornings were maybe a little less eager than others. But thank you. Thank you for the joy and the fulfillment that you gave to your teachers. When a difficult concept or lesson and light bulb finally goes on, thank you for listening. Thank you, parents. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make so that your children can sit in those desks every single morning and hear God's word. Sacrifices that your children at the time probably know absolutely nothing about. But thank you. Thank you for sitting at the kitchen table and going over a lesson or doing the homework with them. Thank you for listening to the Bible passages and the hymn verses assigned. Thank you. Thank you, teachers. A lot of my former teachers are here. But thank you, teachers, for teaching the Word of God every morning to the students, for modeling law and gospel as a servant of Christ, for serving selflessly, and putting the best interests of your students in front of your own. Thank you. You truly are God's gifts to His church. Thank you, congregation, for supporting Christian education and seeing the opportunity that it is to teach the children God's Word every single morning. And it doesn't come without its challenges. It doesn't come without its difficulties. Paul reminded us of that just a few moments ago, didn't he? But thank you. I came through those doors of Faith Lutheran School and walked through those hallways for the first time 34 years ago. And as I came in with my backpack strapped on my back and my lunch clutched in my hand, I have to admit that I probably had no idea what really to expect, no idea what I was going to get. But God did. I got His Word every single day. I got His Word taught to me by loving and caring teachers that always had my best interest in mind. Even when I didn't see it at the time and I had to sit out in the hallway because I misbehaved, I got a foundation built on God's Word for the rest of my life to continue in, not just now, but for eternity, for my salvation and service. Thank you. Amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.